Using procedures that date back to the state's very first legislature, Maine lawmakers took the oath of office and got down to business at the State House. Democrats, Republicans, and independents all used the session to talk about working together. But as Mal Leary reports, some fundamental political differences could make that goal very difficult.
Democrats, who are firmly in control of both the House and Senate, elected Freeport Representative Sarah Gideon as Speaker and Allegash Senator Troy Jackson as President of the Senate. Jackson urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to come together to solve the state's problems.
My challenge to all of us here today is not let what makes this Senate chamber so strong become its greatest weakness. The diversity of our backgrounds and identities is exactly what's called for in these days.
And Speaker Gideon echoed calls for civil discourse to settle problems. She says there are plenty of issues on which both parties can reach agreement.
Modern infrastructure, lower health care costs, educating our kids, taking care of seniors, growing opportunities for families and businesses.
Republican leaders say that reaching compromise on issues can be done, but that the details will matter. Representative Kathleen Dillingham, a Republican from Oxford, is the House Minority Leader.
We just may have differences on how to get there, but we can have those conversations and speak to issues and without the personal attacks.
Republican Senator Dana Dow of Newcastle, the Senate Minority Leader, says civility is fine, but that does not mean Republicans will give up on core principles. Dow says there is little, if any, GOP support for new or higher taxes, even for such important issues as health care, education, and improving the state's infrastructure.
There's plenty of money out there. We don't need to increase taxes to bring in even more. There's enough money to go around. You've got to whittle down the Christmas wish list to reality.
State revenues have been reprojected upward by over $300 million, and Dow says the state will need to set its priorities in the months ahead to stay within existing resources. Lawmakers will go into session on January 2nd, and in February will receive Governor Janet Mills' proposals for spending. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.